This is a Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Wednesday, December 21st, 2005. This is episode 38, and I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller, and welcome to the final week leading up to Christmas.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Here. As always, our music is provided by the PodSafe Music Network, which you can find online on the web at music.podshow.com. Again, that was Dusty Hughes, and Do You Hear What I Hear, one of my favorite Christmas songs. As we come into this final Christmas week, we here at SGL Media are incredibly busy with our regular updates and Christmas parties and work and all the normal stuff, because believe it or not, SGL Media does not pay the bills. This is not a money-making venture. Even after 5 years, we have made a total of about $100 off of everything we've done at SGL Media. Believe me, we have spent a lot more than that over that time. So we can't devote tons and tons of time to the show like I wish we could, but that would be great. It would be a really neat full-time job making this stuff. Although if I made it any more than I do, I'm not really sure what we would do, because we're kind of pushed for rambling as it is. So it's probably best that there's a physical limitation to how much can be produced. I have been very busy. Well, you know, one of the busiest things in the holiday season is rebates. It just takes so much time to take care of all the stupid rebates that you have to send back, especially if you're shopping at Best Buy. But we figure we saved about $1,000 in the last month in shopping because of rebates, so it was worth taking a day and doing them. But what a pain. I hate rebates, but they're all the ones that were from Black Friday are done, and that makes me very much relieved, and I'm glad to have that out of the way, and we're now marching forward with everything else, so that makes me happy. This show today is going to be dedicated to those people who are listening to the show, which pretty much is all of you. That sound you just heard was my dog's ears flapping against the side of his head. He shakes his head so violently that he makes this unbelievably loud sound with his ears. So he just got up and walked out of the office. Apparently he is tired of listening to the show, so that was all he could handle. But today's show, we're going to talk about ways to listen to the show. Now, first of all, a lot of our listeners, most of our listeners at this point, are still listening to us at our old address, which is sheepguardinglama.podomatic.com. We have moved away from there. We are no longer full-time on that site. We are putting all the shows up there, but it is not the main location for those shows. What we've done is we've moved to www.sheepguardinglama.com, which has been the long-term home of the website. Now the website and the blog and the vlog and the podcast, everything are in one location. And you can get them as separate channels there. You can get them all as one. Lots of options. It's a real powerful site. It's really cool. Work's still being done on it, but features are coming up pretty rapidly, and there's just a lot there. So get over there and check it out. The advantage to using the Podomatic site is that there's the play button, and they've got a little player that will play the music right there for, or play the show right there for you, and that makes things a little bit easier for people who want to listen to it off the web. If you want to do that from Sheep Guarding Llama, you just download the show and you can listen to it from there. You've always been able to download the show from Podomatic, but you're only able to download it if you go to sheepguardinglama.com. So that's something we may deal with in the future, or we may not. It's not something I'm really concerned about. I do know a lot of people do play it from the website over at Podomatic that is pretty popular. So we'll see. We'll see what the feedback's like. But we are going to keep Podomatic up indefinitely. I don't plan on getting rid of it. But we may have to lower the quality if our listenership goes up any. Or even if it doesn't, we may be stuck lowering the quality to be able to fit enough shows on to have single new listener download sessions available. So because we are limited, we back off our early shows and delete them so that new shows can fit on. That we've been doing for a while. The new bandwidth requirements are an issue that we eat through them pretty quickly. And so if we have about five or six new listeners in a given month, we may not be able to do the show. We may get cut off because we run out of bandwidth. So that's something we have to look into. So if we lower the size of the shows by compressing them more, we can get more listeners from Podomatic, but the quality gets lower. And since we play music, the quality is decently important. The show is in stereo. We do have really good music that's recorded at 128K MP3, which is roughly, you know, 140K or so AAC for those of you who are iPod listeners. MP3 recent numbers show that MP3 is outperforming AAC that the iPods use by default. So if you have that option, switch to MP3, get a little bit higher quality. If you have the other option, switch to Vorbis to get higher quality yet for the same file size or smaller file sizes for the same quality. So that's pretty cool. It's definitely worth switching. And speaking of higher quality, if you switch over to sheepguardinglama.com, go to the main site, those downloads that are available from there are at much, much higher quality, twice the total bandwidth as the Podomatic versions. So if you go over there, the quality of the music, the quality of the recording is just dramatically higher. Really worth it. It does take longer to download. Podomatic is pretty quick. They use a BitTorrent and a number of technologies to kind of speed it up. And the stuff coming from sheepcoatinglama.com is coming from the Internet Archive, which you can find online, archive.org. They're hosting it there. It's traditional download, and it's not incredibly fast. It's pretty good. Nothing to complain about. And if you're using a feed catcher, podcatcher, which we'll talk about in a second, won't really be an issue. But if you're just doing downloads, you will notice that it's not the speediest around, at least not right now. Now, all that we've talked about so far is people who are downloading or playing directly off the web. And we've got a lot of people doing that. We can tell from the statistics at Podomatic that that's pretty popular. And that's why we want to talk on this show about how podcasting works a little bit. What makes podcasting cool? Because when you're listening to it off the web, yes, this is a podcast, but you're not listening to it as a podcast. You're simply finding a website that has a link to an MP3 or possibly the Ogg Vorbis file and listening to it directly from there. And that is not actually podcasting. It's neat. It's great. We're glad you're here listening to the show, definitely. But the thing that makes podcasting so cool is that it's actually a distribution mechanism, and there's a way that you can actually subscribe to the show and have it delivered to you automatically. And we know we have a very small percentage of our listenership is actually doing that. The tool that we recommend for doing that, obviously you need some piece of software that does that, we recommend Juice. It was formerly known as iPodder. They got in a little bit of trouble with Apple, and honestly, it was incredibly confusing because so many people said to me, well, I can't listen to podcasts. I don't have an iPod. But podcasting and iPods are not related things. It's kind of a marketing term, even though there's no specific company behind it. But that that marketing has really caused an issue, I think, and a lot of people avoid it because they own MP3 players, or maybe they don't own anything, but they do have a computer, and they don't have an iPod, and they think, oh, I can't use it. But you can. If you have a computer, if you're listening to this, you can move up to actual podcasting. And the software we recommend is Juice, formerly known as iPodder, and you can go get this. This is free software. Go download it. It is available for Windows 2000 or Windows XP. It's available for Macintosh, OS X 10.3 or higher, and soon it will be available for Linux and the BSD family. Currently, it's not available for that yet, but if you're using Linux, probably you're familiar with what podcatching software you want to use anyway at this point. But the website that you want to go to is juicereceiver.sourceforge.net. That's juicereceiver, J-U-I-C-E-R-E-C-E-I-V-E-R, .sourceforge.net. And free download, get it from there. It only takes a second. It's really easy to use. And then once you have the Juice Receiver, you can go under subscriptions and you just add a new subscription and you choose the subscription for us, which if you go to Podomatic, right down on the right hand side, there is a small button down on the lower right that I believe it says, and actually I'm going to have exactly what it says in just a second. I believe it says RSS feed. A lot of places say RSS feed. It's RSS feed, and there's a little button that says RSS 2.0 under syndicate. If you right-click on that and copy that location and put that into Juice, Juice will automatically grab all the feeds from the Podomatic site, and you'll get the 64K, or potentially in the future 56K, feed from there, and it's really easy to use, really straightforward. So that's the best way to check it out and kind of get a first taste. If you go over to sheepguardinglama.com, we will have shortly the link up that will give you the feed from there at the higher quality feed. What we're actually going to do is only the MP3 currently is going to be available as a feed. The Ogg Vorbis you do have to download independently. We have very few people who are listening to the Ogg Vorbis, even though it's definitely the preferred way to listen. A lot of people don't have the tools to listen to it with. So what Juice is going to do is it's going to automatically download these files to your computer, whether you have a PC or a Mac or pretty soon in a Linux machine, BSD machine, you're going to get these downloaded automatically. You just fire up Juice. It's going to go out, see if there's a new show. If there is, it's going to download it for you. That's pretty simple. If you're only listening to just this one show, maybe that's not worth the effort for you. But if you start listening to a whole bunch of shows, 5, 6, 20 shows, you don't want to go to 20 different websites in a day and say, is there a new show? Is there a new show? This will automatically go and get all those new shows for you. If you're listening to a ton of new shows, you could run this during the night, and it could spend all night long downloading these automatically for you. And in the morning, you could sit down at your computer and have all the shows you could possibly want to listen to during the day already for you. So it's a really cool technology, and this will go back and see if you've already gotten shows. Maybe you're a few days behind. It'll know whether or not it's gotten those shows. It'll take care of that for you. So it's a really wonderful technology. It's real competitive with radio, although it is a little bit different. It's kind of like TiVo for radio, if you will, but over the internet. So what we've done now is we've kind of moved into the subscription mode, and you can play it directly out of Juice. You can just click on each show as it downloads, and it will play it automatically for you. If you're on Windows, it will just fire up like Media Player. If you're like me, I use Zinf, which you can find at zinf.org, Z-I-N-F.org, and that's an Ogg Vorbis and MP3 player. I like how it plays MP3s better than Media Player, so I suggest switching. It'll just fire up whatever media player you're using and play your show right in there. So it's very much like downloading the show yourself, but it's automated. It makes life a lot easier. So it's a cool mechanism. Now, if you have an MP3 player, this includes iPods, but it also includes other things like iRiver, Samsung Yeps line of MP3 players, which I really like. Creative makes the Zen and Muvo lines. There's a lot out there. MP3 players are the hot thing the last couple of years, and believe me, they're awesome. If you like music, if you like talk radio, if you like this, if you like any form of audio that you want to be able to take with you, MP3 players are wonderful. The thing that I really like about iRiver and Samsung is that they play Ogg Vorbis as well, depending on the model you get. And so, for me, that's a really big deal. So I use a Samsung. My father uses an iRiver, and my wife uses a Creative. Creative and a couple others make ones that make MP3 players that specialize in being able to play audible files, and that's really handy, and I do wish mine did that, and it doesn't. But audible.com, where you can get books and other forms of audio subscriptions very inexpensively on the internet, they have their own audio format, and you have to have a player specially designed to work with them. So it's a little bit of a pain. She uses hers exclusively for that, so it works out pretty well, and her device is very inexpensive. We found the Creative Muvo, which we really like, for like $38. If you shop around, the deals do exist. Really, really nice, like the Samsung and the iRivers, they're $100 to $120. Not the prices of iPods that a lot of people are looking at. So don't be scared away just because iPods may be hundreds of dollars. There are units out there that are much more affordable and are many times much more resilient. My Samsung, the iRiver that I had previously, you can bang them around, throw them in your pocket, take them with you. They are meant to go with you. These are simple, small devices. They're great. My Samsung runs 42 hours off of a single AA battery. That is just awesome. I take it with me on trips. I have a 512 meg storage capacity in mind. It acts as a flash drive. I just plug it into the computer through USB. I transfer files over anything I want to carry. Easiest thing in the world. It's absolutely wonderful. The sound quality is good. I just pop in some earbuds. This thing is about this. It's a little bit bigger than my thumb. It is so small. It's got a little backlit LCD screen on it, display. And I take it when I go for walks. I take it when I drive in the car. Sometimes I listen to it when I go to bed. You can take it with you absolutely anywhere because it can slip into a shirt pocket. Fits anywhere. It's so handy. So what you do is you use something like Juice. You get a subscription. You have these podcasts downloaded automatically. And then you get something like the Samsung or an iPod or the device of your choice. Go shopping. Go to Best Buy. Just take a look at the selection they have. There's a lot of these are cool toys, let me tell you. You will definitely want one when you see them. And they have really cool ones to play video too. I do not have one of those. I will admit I have not yet been hooked quite, but I am very interested. Creative makes the Vision series of video players, and they're very interesting. They've got some really nice features. Samsung does make one that's a really, really small and tiny screen, but the quality's pretty good. Unfortunately, it only plays MPEG-4s, which doesn't quite meet my needs for a lot of things, but the Creative Visions play a tremendous number of formats, and so they're really, and they have a bigger screen, really nice units, but a lot more expensive, and they have a hard drive, huge storage, but really neat. So get out, take a look at them, and what you do, you have Juice download all these files, you just copy those podcast files right over onto your MP3 player, and you can walk out the door. So Juice, you might have it run during the night, you get up in the morning, Juice is ready to go, or you get up, start your computer first thing in the morning, fire up Juice, your files download for you, you move them over just before you walk over, out the door onto your MP3 player, and for the rest of the day, you might take 10 hours of audio with you, depending on what you're subscribed to and how many shows and how many channels and how often they go and how long they are. You could drive in your commute, and why listen to the radio? Why listen to commercials when you could be listening to hopefully shows more interesting than this one, but my show or Radio Free Burrito with Will Wheaton or the Donna Drew Show or Keith and the Girl or NPR's Morning Update or PRI, Public Radio International does a lot of stuff, BBC does a lot of stuff, there's just MSNBC, their news headlines are available a couple times a day, there's a lot of really great stuff out there, no matter what genre you're looking at, even Brace for Impact, the free podcast novel, tons of podcast novels are out there, people reading books, classic literature being read, the Bible being read, pretty much anything you can imagine in audio that's legal and in some cases illegal to play are available. Music shows, straight music, interviews, technology shows, you name it, it's out there. Subscribe to shows that you want to listen to with just content that you care about and listen to that. Get rid of the radio. Stop listening to tons and tons of commercials and idiots doing talk radio that doesn't make any sense and being frustrated because the people on the radio are getting paid lots of money to talk to a lot of people who are all smarter than them. Listen to something that matters and matters to you, not to everyone, to you. You could listen to Cast On. It's a podcast for knitters. There's lots of podcasts for knitters. Lots of really good quality shows made for people with very narrow interests. And if you have that interest, these shows are the most awesome thing possible for you. And in fact, to give you a taste, I'm going to play right now the promo for Cast On so that you can hear what one of our awesome podcast competitors is doing. So here we are. This is Cast On.
Here, at last, we find what we've been waiting for all these months.
Welcome to Cast On, a podcast for knitters. I'm your host, Brenda Dane, coming to you every couple of weeks or so from a little village in Wales, which is a very small country just to the left of England, populated entirely with sheep. There are few things I like as much as knitting, and talking about knitting is one of them. Every show I pick a theme and then ask a variety of writers, artists, and knitters to participate by producing something around that theme. I tell you what I'm wearing.
Today I'm wearing the Gaia jacket, which is a red cardigan. The pattern is by Jean Moss from her book
Share Sculpture My Knitting Knits. Triumphs and Tragedies.
I tied it up so tightly so that it wouldn't felt, and it felt in within an inch of its life. This is such a disaster!
And every show features pod-safe music to knit by and reviews of the latest books, patterns, and knitting products. That's Cast On, the only knitting magazine that you can enjoy while you're actually knitting. For more information, visit the Cast On website at caston.com. That's two words with a hyphen in the middle, caston.com.
So you see, there's just tons of really cool content out there that you can get. So this is totally like so much better than radio, because radio is just whatever they tell you you want to listen to. And if you're that 1/1,000,000th of 1% of the population who actually thinks that 97.9 PXY here in Rochester actually is playing commercials that you want to listen to, and that Scott Spisano is actually saying something funny, then okay, fine, radio's for you. But for all of the living, breathing people in the world who actually have working brains, something has to be better than that, because let me tell you, that is not entertaining. It's not entertaining in any way. It's not fun to listen to. It's just noise to have on in the background when you drive. And there has to be more pleasure in listening to something you'd like to listen to rather than that. And even if you like the music, that's why XM and Sirius Satellite Radio are doing as well as they are now, because they are providing commercial-free music that you can just listen to anytime. Well, podcast takes it to the next level, whether it's music, whether it's talk radio, whether it's news, whatever it is, you get the same generally commercial-free. I don't know anybody who's really doing commercials. I believe NPR is sponsored by Acura, but it's like 1% of the total time is, and this is brought to you by Acura, blah, blah, blah. That's it. That's great. And if they start putting in too many commercials, you'll start getting your news from somewhere else. And so I think there's a number of commercials that the market will tolerate, and that's how much they will do. And when that gets saturated, people will move on. So unlike radio, where you get to give a huge sum of money to the FCC, get allocated a section of the radio frequency spectrum, and you control it. If you want to play something, people don't have a choice. It's not something that people get to vote with. It's not like you get to not listen to PXY and have them go off the air. It doesn't work that way. If no one in Rochester listened to PXY, sure, advertisers would catch on, but it would take a really long time, and those advertisers would have to choose that they were going to stop sponsoring the station, and if the station had enough money in the bank, they could still own that spectrum and never play anything that anybody wanted to listen to. Whereas with podcasting, sure, lots of people can podcast. You can podcast all you want, saying things that nobody cares to listen to, like this show. Very few people are listening to this, but I can keep doing it, and if you choose to listen to it, you turn it on, and when it gets to be something you don't want to listen to, you turn it off, and you get to have as many channels as people are willing to produce. So there's just an unlimited potential for content to be out there. So podcasting is just awesome. Get out there, get juice, start downloading, get subscriptions, to get them come to you automatically. Subscribe to us, subscribe to Radio Free Burrito, get some really, really cool content, get excited about it, go out there, get an MP3 player, whether it's a $38 Moovo or you're getting some awesome $400 video iPod or whatever. Find the tool that's right for you. And maybe we'll have a show in the future where we review some of them, but for now, we're just going to mention iRiver and Samsung and Creative are the ones I recommend. Best dollar value, lots of good features, and start taking advantage of the new media, because the sooner you get in, the more you will get out of it. This is Scott. I am signing off with SGL Media and the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast, and we are taking you out with the song We Three Kings, being performed a cappella on, I shouldn't say a cappella, acoustic, I don't know where I'm coming from tonight, being performed acoustically on the classical guitar by Derek K. Miller. And as always, this is provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. We Three Kings, remastered solo Christmas instrumental by Derek K.